She watched as Sir Robert lowered Queen Elizabeth slowly to her feet, the two of them laughing with their heads bent together. He led her toward the dais at the far end of the hall, where her chair and canopy of estate waited. Elizabeth leaned on his arm as the other couple swarmed around them. For just an instant, Kate wondered what it might be like to be one of those dancers herself, to feel a man's strong hands on her waist, twirling her high in the air, looking at her with a flirtatious smile. Suddenly, the exuberant scene was shattered by a piercing scream that rose even above the laughter. Kate's heart leapt with a hot rush of fear. She hopped up from her stool and ran through the shifting confusion of the hall towards those screams that went on and on, moving only on instinct. The first two bodies had been left in spots that were easy to find. The second was even in a spot directly connected to the previous killings. So we knew the killer wanted them to be found, and we knew he was trying to say something. Now we had found a third body, carefully placed in a location that, on that one specific night, had a greater concentration of people than anywhere else in town. But more than that, it was a place full of teenagers, a place and time where I was guaranteed to be. If the bodies were messages from one killer to another, this one had practically been left on my doorstep. The first corpse said, "Here I am." The second corpse, found at the scene of an earlier slaying, said, "I am a part of what happened here." The third, left where I was certain to find it, said very clearly, "I know who you are."
"Hi,"
she calls out, waving. Violet holds up a quick hand in return and starts to move away from the window.
"Have you seen a dog? He went this way. You want to help look?"
Violet is about to say no when she spots a dog running along the path toward the front of the grand house. Now Violet runs too, out of the yellow room and down the steps in order to get a better view through another window. But by the time she's gone down all the steps, she can't see anything through any of the windows and runs for the front door. She throws the door open and stands at the threshold staring out. There, at the edge of the porch, is the dog, sitting quietly.
"You caught him!" announces the girl. "You caught him!"
Therefore, when people ask me, as they sometimes do, how to get into comedy, I have mainly one piece of advice. I tell them, try to be raised by a woman who has at least 5 or 6 of the following traits. Bright, clever, crafty, fearless, complex, artistic, resourceful, and inventive, while at the same time, oblivious, controlling, manipulative, neurotic, tasteless, intractable, thwarted, repressed, inconsistent, critical, self-destructive, depressed, angst-ridden, furious, suicidal, violent, narcissistic, fearful, self-loathing, selfish, and sadistic. If your mother has some of the qualities of each of the two areas, congratulations. Entertainment-starved drunks await you.